Well, as I say, Eisenbahn and everything. So, in the late 60s, for example, in the time of the student unrest and so on, I was the head of the committee that is called the Student Life Council that was a group that was composed one third of students, one third of faculty, one third of administrators, and had the responsibility for sort of keeping peace on the campus. And that took a lot of time. And the crazy thing, like one of the craziest things was the Student Academic Council sponsored a conference on pornography and censorship that year. It was either 69 or 70, I have to look it up. Which is, someone said it was long in pornography and short in censorship. It happened to be done at the same time that the law school was celebrating some jubilee at the law school, and the law school had invited Justice Brennan, who had written many of the opinions involving pornography, for that. And it ended up, it could have been a catastrophe. It ended up that the police, the sheriff's, the South Bend police seized the a particular film and just about had a riot with the students throwing snowballs at them. Somebody could easily have been killed because the police were very, very nervous. I remember I went up to there was an old priest, Father McCarriger, who was the vice president for student affairs at that time. And I'm mixing up two stories here. Student Union Academic Conference on Pornography and Censorship is a story all in itself. If you're interested, I'll show you the report that we wrote in that. That took a lot of time because university officials were very concerned that this would be so bad for the reputation of the university, so they got us a court reporter to record testimony from all the witnesses that we had in this. And the dean of the law school happened to be a man named Lawless, was showing a guest around because of this law school jubilee at the time. And when he found out they were showing this one particular film, the problem with this film was that it had been decided by the courts that it was hardcore pornography, and so that wouldn't be a legal defense that you didn't know it was hardcore pornography. But he was showing a young faculty member, or prospective faculty member, around in the Continuing Education Center, which is where the film was being shown. When he found out that the students were doing that, in spite of an agreement not to do that, he really went wild, and he got hold of the student who was running that thing and had him in the director's office in that center and is reading the riot act to him. And so badly that this prospective faculty member stepped in and warned the student that he need not reply to these. it was quite a thing. But the other story was another old priest, real, really right winger, who used to run the placement office, and Father Thornton. And Thornton. Now, remember, this is 1969 to 1970, at the height of all the protests and so on. On the same day, has the Dow Chemical Company, makers of napalm, and the CIA come for interviews on the campus.
I graduated in 1970, so I remember all the controversy about who was allowed to recruit on campus.
CIA and Dow on the same day. So I was still ahead of that committee, so I thought, well, I better go over and place an office in the main building and see what's going on. So I go over there. Here are all these students lying on the floor, and they say, anybody who wants to can interview, but they got to walk on us to get in there to do it. That's pretty good. Then I went out behind the main building, and there is a squad of about 50 South Bend policemen. I happen to know one of them. So I talked to him and thought, and these guys were really nervous because they thought they were going to yeah. be grappling with students and so mm-hmm. on. I try to quiet them down. They go, look, the students are just lying on the floor and they're not going to do anything. And I went up to the vice president for student affairs, another old priest, and he was kind of barricaded in his office. He was afraid to come out too. And it was really nothing to be afraid of, you know. It just if they had just communicated a little bit with one another, there would have been no problem. In fact, that now reminds me back to the pornography conference. At the end, the students are chasing the there were some people from the prosecutor's office and some police. They're chasing across campus, throwing these snowballs at him. And it's starting to get a little bit ugly. And so the police take refuge in the faculty club, which happens to be just there on the edge of campus. And the students are milling around outside, not knowing whether they should break in or what. And a professor from chemical engineering, Jim Carberry, a real character. Very good scholar, but a real character. He's always in there drinking. He liked the bottle a little bit. So Jim found out what the prosecutor and the police were doing. Said, I'll go out and talk to the students. So he goes out and he asks the student, what's the problem? And they talk to him. He says, well, now he says, this is a faculty club. Only guests can come in here. He says, so I'll invite two of you as my guests. But you have to elect them and come in, and then you can have a discussion with the police about it. Diffuse the situation completely. Mm-hmm.